Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Capitol in Carson City. We're in the old Supreme Court. Our guest today, Assemblyman Gregory Hafen of District 36, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Danny Thompson, Trey Abney, and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some B&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Capitol in Carson City. We're in the old Supreme Court, and we're joined by Assemblyman Gregory Hafen of District 36. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And you're a brand-new legislator. Dennis Hoff won that seat. And of course, he had passed away before the election.
Yes, sir.
And you competed with how many people for that seat?
I believe there was 19.
And it was not just one county, it was three counties, correct?
Three separate counties, Lincoln, Clark, and Nye County.
And what was your pitch to them?
I just gave them my background and my history. I've been very active in the community for the last 12 years and just been very involved, and I know I'm kind of young.
How young are you?
I'm 36 years old. According to my grandfather, I'm a little behind the game. He was 34 when he actually joined the assembly and ran for office. So, but I have been active through the Planning Commission, Desert View Hospital Board, Great Basin College Board, and a few other civic community boards.
I've got to ask you a question about Pahrump, just because it's been such big news for the last several weeks now. What on earth is going on with Valley Electric Association?
I do not know.
And that's that bottom line?
Bottom line, I know they raised their rates 9-point-something percent.
But the CEO is under arrest?
I really have no idea.
Okay.
I've asked. I've asked to try to find out, and there's nobody talking about anything.
Okay, then we'll move on. Let's talk about Yucca Mountain as we tape this. The news came out this morning that the president is including money to restart Yucca Mountain in the upcoming federal budget. Your thoughts on Yucca Mountain and what it should be used for?
I think Yucca Mountain should move forward with the licensing process. We need, from a national perspective, we need to find somewhere safe and secure to store the nuclear waste. In the licensing process, if it's determined Yucca Mountain is not the location, then we need to make that determination and we need to move on the national perspective of where we go from there. Until the science is completed, I can't say if it's going to be 100% safe or not. I just look at it from a national perspective, and we have to make a determination one way or another. And so I'm happy to see the licensing process will move forward if that's what the money's going to be used for. So I think that's a step in the right direction.
I've interviewed many people from Nye County on the Nye County Commission over the years, and Nye County has always been in favor of this because for a long time they had two separate bank accounts that were funded by the nuclear industry. Plus, in Clark County, UNLV was funded by the nuclear industry, and it was millions of dollars. And the people in Nye County seem to be, for the most part, in support of this project for economic development. What did you think about the suggestion from the congressional delegation that Yucca Mountain be used for other purposes other than storing nuclear waste?
Well, it goes back to what I said earlier. If the licensing process determines that it is not a safe location to store nuclear waste, then we've spent a lot of money. It's a very secure location. It could be used for something else. And at that time, after we've done the licensing process, we should look at alternatives if it's not going to be used for nuclear waste. There's no reason to just board up the facility.
Were you surprised at the brouhaha over the nuclear waste that was moved to the test site and then it's going to be moved again over to New Mexico? Do you think that our delegation and the governor overreacted to that?
I have toured the facility, and they've been storing waste for a long, long time over there, so I was a little surprised when I saw that. I've seen the trucks on the road, and pretty common knowledge that waste was going there. I don't know that we actually knew what kind of waste, because that information is classified, and I think that might have been why people were so upset, is when they discovered the type of material, but they've been moving material there for 50, 60 years now.
And I know there's several ironies here. One is that the test site was where we exploded above ground nuclear testing as well as below ground nuclear testing. So the idea of, you know, nuclear waste at the test site is not shocking or shouldn't be to anybody. The other thing is that Hurlong in northeastern California ships a lot of stuff down to Hawthorne. And so there are things that are on the highway frequently that could be just as bad, if not worse, than the nuclear waste that's traveling on those roads.
Yeah, well, in my understanding also is all the medical facilities, when they're disposing of their X-ray nuclear waste, it actually ends up over in one of those facilities. And so I think that people kind of need to understand that, you know, it's a lot of it's really safe materials, what we use to get our X-rays. And again, I think that part of the reaction was the type of material that was being moved over there caught people off guard.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Gregory Hafen when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnette, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assemblyman Gregory Hafen of District 36. Let's talk about what happened last week with the Senate Majority Leader. Were you surprised?
I was. I was very caught off guard. I had no knowledge that anybody would do something like that. I think that is very disappointing also.
In discussions on this program so far this week, one of the things that's come up is how smooth it appears to be the transition to Nicole Canizzaro. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I've talked to her and met with her on a few occasions, and she seems she will make a very good leader.
There are some that are saying that, you know, this is something that we should look at and go, we should go to a full-time legislature where people are paid a salary that is commensurate with the amount of time they're putting in versus a part-time legislature. Others are saying, no, you have full-time legislators where it's just a bigger problem. What are your thoughts on that?
It would definitely make it more difficult for me if this became a full-time position. I run a number of my family's small businesses and spent most of my weekend working. Spent a little time this morning working already and plan on working tonight. So if this went full-time, it would definitely make it harder on myself and other individuals like myself that either have their own practice or run their own businesses and do this more of as a community service than a full-time job.
You know, it's interesting you say that because a good friend of mine is former Assemblyman Bob Sado, who is the head of Assembly Judiciary, and every night and every weekend during session, he would be at his office working. That's just what you have to do if you want to pay the bills and feed your family.
Yes.
Let's talk about what's going on in Nye County and in other counties as well, which is with the limited gun reform that was passed at the beginning of this session, that sheriffs are now saying, we're not going to enforce this law. We're going to be a sanctuary zone. What do you think about that?
Well, I've read their responses, and what they're saying is that this contradicts the Second Amendment. And I kind of agree with them. It does contradict the Second Amendment. Everybody agrees that we should have common sense gun law, but this was a little too far. And really, I think courts might determine this, but maybe I should leave it to them to make that final determination. But according to the sheriffs and the counties, it looks like they're feeling that this is unconstitutional and should not be enforced based on the Constitution.
Do you think it's an attack, as some people have suggested, of Clark County on rural Nevada?
I don't know that I would go that far. I think that they have their feelings and their unintended consequences that affect the rural communities that some people just don't realize what the effects really are.
What would you say would be common sense gun reform?
Well, I actually have a bill that I've proposed that would allow CCW permit holders to have their firearms in their vehicles locked when on a school campus. So if you went to a UNLV basketball game, well, maybe you go to a UNR basketball game. They're pretty good this year.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And you could at least, if you were a CCW permit holder, not just anybody, but a CCW permit holder, could have your firearm in your vehicle locked. Statistics show that they've gone through the background checks, they're law-abiding citizens, and they're not going to commit violent crimes. That, to me, is a common-sense gun law that we could just minor tweak, and it would allow people to protect themselves and their families when traveling to and from.
Criminal justice reform, obviously, is going to be a huge topic in this session. There has been great concern from a number of district attorneys and sheriffs in the state about how far this reform goes. What are your thoughts on it?
I believe it was 137 pages, which was a lot of reform. I actually had the district attorney from Nye County, Chris Arabia, reach out to me last week and voice his opposition to it. There might be some good things in there, but there's some things that just frankly go too far.
For example?
Some of the good things I thought were is changing the dollar thresholds from misdemeanors to felonies. It makes sense. You got to do a cost of living every once in a while and increase the threshold so it's fair and equitable. Some of the drug policies I disagreed with. I thought they were going a little too far. I haven't spent a lot of time reviewing the rest of the bill because it was 137 pages and I'm not on judiciary, so I still need to work on reviewing that in depth.
What are the biggest issues for you in your district?
In my district?
Yeah.
We have quite a few. Being rural, we have obviously financial issues. Unfunded mandates kill Lincoln County.
Well, for example, just to briefly to interrupt you.
Sure.
Last night, 60 Minutes, as we tape this, did a major piece on the fact that the hospital in Tonopah went away. Mm-hmm. Is that something that can be addressed?
Healthcare is a huge problem throughout the state, and it's something we need to work on. And I don't know the answers. I don't pretend to be a healthcare professional. But I'm reaching out to those that are and trying to determine what's the best way to fix the problem. One of the bills that actually Dr. Hardy has sponsored on the Senate side and myself on the Assembly side would be a loan forgiveness program for doctors. So we're spending millions of dollars to educate the students. They leave to do their residency and typically they don't come back. And so this would be an incentive to bring the doctors back and incentivize them to come back into the communities and form their practice, rather than staying in Arizona or California, wherever they happen to do their residency.
Last question, do you see any time in the not too distant future when a hospital will return to Tonopah?
I hope it does. I haven't been involved in those direct conversations. I know that they've been continuing to talk ever since it closed. It would be very nice to have medical services there. I just don't know if how those conversations are going.
And that's where we have to leave it. Pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you so much for doing this.
Very nice to meet
and,
you. Thank you.
And we'll be right back. Come back again, will you?
I will.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're with Trey Abney on our Power Pundit panel, managing partner with the Abney Talking Group, Danny Thompson, former head of the AFL-CIO, and Fred Lockham, political science professor. We have a lot of issues to discuss here. So I'll start with you on this, Trey, and then Danny, you take it up, which is prevailing wage. Where are we heading with this as far as you're concerned?
Well, Danny and I have been dealing with this issue for a long time. Him, obviously, longer than me, because he's a lot older than me.
Right.
In the last panel. Here's what I see as unfortunate, is that at the same time that the Democratic majority and Democratic governor are saying we want smaller class sizes, right? And then to increase prevailing wage rates on building schools, you know, in 2015 the Republicans said, okay, it's going to be 90% of the regular rate to build K through 12 in higher education. So now to make building schools more expensive, and then out the other side of your mouth say we need to reduce class sizes, just doesn't make much sense to me. And it it hurts even more, I guess. I'll take it a little personally. You know, WC1 in Washoe County in 2016, I worked on that big proponent of that to raise the sales tax in Washoe County to build new schools and refurbish old ones. And so now we're taking more money out of people's pockets in Washoe County to build those schools and now making it more expensive to do so. It's incredibly frustrating.
Danny?
Elections have consequences, and that's what happened in 2015, and that's why that was changed, and it's being changed back now because elections have consequences. And I would tell you, Sam, that provision in the law did more to damage training in the union programs, which are by far better than anything at the universities or anywhere else. Those training programs are the best. It did more to harm that. And you know, because the reality is this, if I'm a skilled tradesman, why should I work for you for 90% when I can go across the street and work for 100%? And that's what's happened. We told them the quality of building will go down. Why are you going to take it out of these people's pocket who are providing a service and building a quality school? And so, you know, I don't think it was anything magic, and I don't think it was anything surprising because everybody ran on those platforms that they would restore that, at least in Clark County. And so I wasn't surprised at all. And the fact that the threshold changed, I have to tell you, is insignificant. The reason the threshold went from $1,000 in 1985, I was there. It was 2,000 before that. The state threshold was 2,000, and the federal threshold was 2,000. The Republicans took control in 85 and introduced a bill to eliminate prevailing wage. And we had three hearings in the state because there was no teleconferencing. And in Winnemucca, we had like 1,000 people show up. And so the chairman said, let's come to a compromise. The 100,000 was a compromise. Today, though, the federal minimum wage, the federal threshold is $2,000 still.
2 points. I agree in consequences of the 2015 legislative session. We're going to be dealing with that this year a lot because that was too far in one direction. So it's the correction occurring, I guess, from the other party's point of view. The other point is I love the idea of controlling costs for public projects, but can be done by corporate profit control as well. I've been surprised that we want to do it on what we pay people in terms of a living wage and a cost of living for housing and everything that's skyrocketing. But, there are lots of ways by which construction companies could cut costs, not only in terms of what they pay their workers.
Well, and let's be honest, we have a tight construction workforce right now, so this isn't going
to say the least, in the
short term, this isn't going to make a big difference. You talk to school districts, they're paying probably over prevailing wage right now anyway just to get the workers they need on these jobs. But in the long term, when we go through another recession and to keep the inflated wage rate, and we can go into the history of how prevailing wage isn't really prevailing, you know, it's only a few firms that turn in the numbers that inflate the wages and all that. But I mean, elections have consequences, and they're going to go back, just like we're going to talk about construction defect. We're going to talk about all kinds of things that went forward in 2015 that they're going to unravel this time. So.
Okay, so now there's a big discussion, because it's Sunshine Week, where the discussion is about the PERS bill. Richard Carpel in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and the headline says, PERS bill, an affront to accountability, which is not revealing the names and the amounts of people receiving PERS. Your thoughts on this, Danny?
Well, my thoughts on anybody who has any retirement is you worked and you earned that. Once you earn that money, it's not the state's money anymore. It's my money now. Now, is the state responsible for keeping the system whole? Yes. But once I earn that money, you shouldn't have a right to, you know, belittle me publicly by publishing my name in some newspaper and address. Now, my wife is a retired police chief and police officer, and she arrested a lot of people through her life, right? And it's a scary proposition that people come back, you know, after she retired. We got sued 3 years after she retired for something she didn't even know. Well, she knew it happened, but so all of this, you know, transparency stuff is good, except that, look, I don't think you have any right to my private information any more than you have any right to my Social Security number, because I earned that.
Fred?
It's the issue of balance. I think government has an obligation of transparency, but we also have to respect the privacy of our employees. I think the transparency comes in explaining how the retirement system works, how percentages are established. And through Transparent Nevada, in other ways, you have a sense of what the salary is for people. I think people can at least guesstimate what it is. But I tend to agree. I think that there's it's sort of an over-attempt to try to dig too much government information out.
Well, I mean, we're not talking about giving out addresses and social security numbers and phone numbers. That stuff would still be private. We're just simply talking about name, you know, rank and amount, if you will. And it's to protect against, you know, we have laws against double dipping. We have laws about, you know, how much you can make and how much, you know, coming back in after you're getting PERS and coming back in and getting a job. So I think we all need to know that. And yes, they did earn that, but we paid all that money to them in salary. And then if there's a shortfall in PERS, the state taxpayers are going to have to make it up. And so a name of somebody doesn't seem to be a problem with me. I mean, we have a right to know our current employees that work for us right now that we're paying. So I don't think we should give out addresses and all that personal information, but a name and the position that they held in various state governments and local governments doesn't seem a big deal to me.
You know, though, you can put pieces together, and that's the thing about the internet that we find today. You can take a name and you can section pieces together and find out all kinds of information about somebody. So it's a dangerous thing in many settings. I mean, if you're a DMV worker, you know, that retired and you made people mad. I don't think it's right. Just like your Social Security number, you should not be able to look up and see what I get in Social Security. That's none of your business. I earned it.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it, gentlemen. So much more, so little time. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, State Senator Heidi Gansert will join us. We'll see you then.